Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can get on the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It doesn't have to be what we're currently talking about. You can bring up anything you want. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm as we go back to your calls and thoughts. We were talking about things that are sort of sexual taboos in the United States and are looked at differently by people in other parts of the world, specifically in Europe. And Chris in Connecticut called in to share with us that he has outdone us. We are here topless in the studio here tonight with Topless Tuesday on Free Talk Live, bringing it back for the first time in forever. With Ian, yes. Conan, and Marker. And Chris is actually pretty much completely naked in his backyard. But you've sprayed yourself down.
I am completely naked.
Do me a favor, Chris. Back off your phone by, like, I'm sorry to do this to you, but we've got some sort of phone trouble at our network. Back off the phone by, like, an inch and a half or something. That might help. Go ahead.
That's probably operator error. I have been drinking in my unpermitted, illegally dug Roman pool in the backyard in Connecticut.
Well, we'll see you on Cops later.
Do they still show that?
I don't know.
If you hear that
theme music, run.
Or is there are they just showing reruns from way long ago in the 90s?
No, they're still making that.
Yeah, they've got
it. I was trying out for the Ultimate Free Talk Live Listener Award. I am sitting in an unpermitted hand-dug pool, again, as I said, drinking alcohol with a rifle close by and a tobacco pipe in my mouth and an oil lamp just flashing away, singing in the rain. And I just want to say, guys, great show, and thanks for all you do. Thanks for keeping me on. I'm going to yield the rest of my time.
Thanks. It sounds good. Appreciate the call tonight. That's freedom, baby.
That's not a pool. That's a mud hole.
that's a pig hole.
Did you guys see this?
That's right. My pigs have some unpermitted holes, too.
Mud holes. Did you guys see the Freedom the Movie thing that came out on CMT over the weekend?
I saw the trailer.
That it came out, but I haven't seen it. No.
I did watch it, and it did come out on Saturday. This is a near feature-length movie. It's about an hour and 20 minutes when you cut all the commercials out of it. But CMT, Country Music Television, had, I guess, produced with Morgan Spurlock a documentary film called Freedom. The movie. Freedom! Exclamation mark. The movie.
Now, we had the comedian that was doing that in the studio.
That's right. Billy Wayne Davis was here, and he was not topless on that particular occasion.
That's true, everybody, yeah.
We had a really good show with him, and he went to different places around the country and was sort of searching for freedom in America. How do people express their freedom, that kind of thing. And the first place he went to was this crazy mud park. There's a lot of kind of rednecky things here, right? It's CMT. So the first places they went was this huge mud park in, I don't remember, somewhere in Central Florida, Lake Placid or something like that.
Okay.
And just this massive, you know, multiple acres of mud and islands of mud and people with their big mudding trucks and the big wheels and
sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, all kinds of just crazy behavior by people. And so it was actually kind of an interesting documentary. It was fun. You know, the comedian is funny and he has some good lines in there. There was two segments of the film that were about the Free State Project. They went to Silver Dave's place where he makes silver in a big garage. Or a big barn or something like that.
Yeah, I like the scenes when he's hammering away and he's standing about with his forge behind him. He looks very...
it was well shot.
Yes.
His part was actually the best part of the entire the trilogy, if you will, when they go to Silver Dave's, they go to Manchester, they go to Keene. And he seemed the most sane of all of the three.
I know, which was the funniest part.
And you haven't even seen it yet.
No, I just saw the trailer and I saw Dave like, wow, he looks really cool.
Yeah, but I've talked to Dave.
Yeah, he's crazy, but I love him. You know, you gotta love
he's
Silver
a wild
Dave.
Man. Yes,
but yeah, he came across as like the most reasonable, rational person. Everybody else, they kind of cut in a way that was, I wouldn't say that it was totally making fun of them, but it definitely was making fun of them.
That's too bad.
At the same time, it also made fun of Stop Free Keen as well. So, like, they were making fun of everybody involved in things up this way.
How much footage of the show got on?
Not much. Just okay. Me talking about my name that I chosen for myself, which is Freeman, for my last name. But they did get our logo in there, and it was pretty clear, you know, Free Talk Live. So, that's the other thing here is it was good coverage of what was happening here in that they talked about the Free State Project, and Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, was interviewed, and she explained what it was all about, and that was good, right? So, you know, even if the comedian is kind of looking at it like, oh, yeah, what's all these guys crazy, you know, that kind of viewpoint, at the end he's, like, suggesting that both Free Keen and Stop Free Keen should go away at the very end of the segment. But earlier when they're in Manchester, it's kind of they're taking footage at what they call the artsy fartsy party, and it does look like kind of this artsy the word I'm looking for is sort of
show
esoteric. Event
out there
happening.
These get far out there.
Yeah, a little far out.
Who,
I think far out.
Who can't possibly be part of the norm, and no one can relate to these people at all.
I think that's probably far out would be the most accurate portrayal there. And then there was a couple of interviews that they did where, without the right context or even with what was said, it was made to look like one of the guys actually, you know, suggested using violence against the state that they were interviewing. That didn't look so good, obviously. And then there was they called Amanda Bolden, who's a state representative. She's a super nice lady. She does the ice cream at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you've ever been to Porkfest, you've probably had her ice cream, and it's very delicious. Super nice lady. She was being interviewed, and she called herself the heroin lady. That she said that she's known as the heroin lady around the state house, and that's because she worked on a bill. This part didn't get explained.
Right.
That's because she worked on a bill which was called was like the Narcan legalization bill. Essentially, it legalizes the possession and the administration of this product called Narcan. That's the commercial trade name for it. There's another name that's the actual chemical, but the Narcan will help draw somebody out of a heroin overdose, and so now that's no longer prohibited. It used to be illegal for you to have Narcan. Let's say you've got a loved one who's a heroin addict, and you want to have this heroin overdose sort of temporary canceller.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is a good thing.
It's awesome. She did amazing work, and this thing passed overwhelmingly in both the state house, the Senate, and it was signed into law by the governor. I mean, this thing went almost no one voted against it. It was that successful politically. So she didn't get to explain any of that. They just included the segment where she said that they call her the heroin lady around the house. And this was right after Carla was talking about, you know, the freedom to put what you want in your own body. So it was very cleverly edited, and I got to give them credit. But I'm still grateful for the coverage. I thought that generally, you know, they did get the word out there about the Free State Project, and people will be attracted, I think, because of that.
So, you know, when you did this Colbert Report, I guess it's been about a year now or something. It's been some time ago where the Robin Hooders were made fun of pretty thoroughly on the Colbert Report.
It was a disaster. It was a train wreck. We covered it on the show. It was.
I call it a train wreck.
It was funny. Wasn't it funny? I mean, it was funny.
Yeah,
you know what the name of that show was? The Black Sheep Rising show?
What?
Catastrophe.
I didn't find it that funny. I felt attacked. I felt like I was in the receiving
end. Baby. What do you expect from a Colbert Report?
Right. I don't expect anything, but I'm trying to make a point here, buddy. Friend, that you don't care, right? Like, go, come on, make fun of me, give me some press, right?
You're going to get made fun of. If you put yourself out there with your opinions, somebody's going to poke fun at you. They're going to poke fun at you the way you look. They're going to poke fun at you because of the things that you say. It's a guarantee. Do you want to allow the Colbert Report to come and poke fun at you, or are you going to turn that down? I say let it happen. We not only let it happen, we worked with them to make it even more silly.
But people like me and Carla and, you know, there were a lot of people that weren't really very happy with that particular bit of activism that you did. But a lot of those people are currently in this, apparently getting made fun of. Is that about right?
Yeah, and they didn't. They weren't in on it, right? Like with Colbert Report, we were in on it. Me and Garrett and James and Cleveland, James. We all knew what was going on. You know, they came with some props, like the silly bow and arrow that James has in one scene, and they had us do these, you know, sort of hero walks towards the camera. And it was all set up. I mean, it was all totally set up for the purpose of being made fun of. In this case, people got made fun of, and they were trying to be serious yep. with this documentary crew. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here. On the way.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here at 855-453. You can share your thoughts on Freedom the Movie, the documentary film that was released on CMT, Country Music Television, over this past weekend. I know it has run in rerun form, but they actually offer the entire thing on their website, so you can just go to freekeen.com, scroll down just a little bit. I've embedded it there into one of the posts. It's easy to find, but you just watch the whole thing through the CMT website if you want. If you want to skip ahead to the Free State Project portion, I think it's like 36 minutes into it or something like that. Got two segments, and we can continue the discussion here about publicity here in moments. Also coming up, the FCC seems to be purposefully, hopefully not permanently, slowing down how quickly they are processing things like, applications for new radio stations and other complaints or whatever. We'll get into that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you enjoy magazines? Because if you do, I've got a perfect gift for you to get yourself or somebody that you love. It's Next Issue. And you can get a free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/FTL. That's nextissue.com/FTL. I was looking down the list that I have. I've got like 19 different magazines that I went in and I subscribed to, because basically for the price of two print magazines at the newsstand, you get access to something like 150 magazines through Next Issue. I mean, we're talking about dozens and dozens more possible magazines than you could consume in a month's time.
Read two magazines in a month that it starts paying for itself.
Yeah, and they've got the weeklies, too. So, you know, the Newsweeks and those kinds of things, you can get those as well. So it starts at just $10 per month, and whatever, you know, pretty much every big name magazine's in there. Vogue, Elle, Cosmo, there's Sports Illustrated, ESPN, The Magazine, Ski, Surfer, and more. Of course, if you're into entertainment, they got them. Rolling Stone, Entertainment Magazine, People, Us Weekly, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, all over the map. It's really great stuff. Next Issue delivers all the content. It's everything that's in the print editions on the same day they hit the newsstands, plus interactive features you don't get in the print version, videos and photos. So you get even more than your typical magazine subscription here. You go to nextissue.com/FTL. You get a free 30-day trial. You can read up, way up, on all of your interests. nextissue.com/FTL. All right, so let's see. We've been talking about this Freedom the Movie, and Conan, you were sort of comparing. You haven't actually seen this. I'm the only one of the three of us who's seen the movie, and I watched the whole thing. I wanted to get the full context. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted to see, you know, what was this guy's journey. He was going from one place to another all around the country and checking out different areas and different people, and really it's just a total character thing, right? Like, look at all these characters he's meeting. These are interesting, weird people. Like, at the end,
it's like real people. Remember, you probably never got to see it. There was this show back in the late 70s and early 80s called, like, Real People.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. You know, they did,
was it a documentary? Or
no, I don't know what to call it. It was just clips of people that do odd things. But the fact is, we're all odd.
Sure.
You know, we're all a bunch of odd people on an odd planet that are trying to pretend to be normal.
And but what's more fun than that is, while you're eating dinner, watching your TV, is, you know, you think that you're not odd. Let's watch people who are really odd. And, of course, they're here in New Hampshire, and they're down mudding and wherever they are, Florida or whatever.
Yep, they went to Pahrump, Nevada as well, and they interviewed some people that have a bunch of, like, lions and tigers and things like that.
Oh, my.
They went to
surprised they weren't with the snake, the snake Jesusers.
They went to a legal brothel in Nevada as well. Did I say Nevada earlier? I'm sorry, it's Nevada. Just to be clear, and just an interesting group of folks. And of course, when you play kooky sounding music underneath people, then it gets even more kooky.
So the big argument during the break was, how did this compare to the Colbert catastrophe, which is how I saw it, which happened, almost a year ago. They came into town, did the same thing. You guys actually worked with them.
No, they did something totally different.
It's a comedy show.
Yes, so you know when Colbert calls you, they are going to make fun of you.
But you do realize
that.
You do realize there's a segment of the population who get their news from Colbert and from the Daily Show.
I understand that. I don't care about that.
They don't understand anything else. They understand it when it comes across from Jon Stewart
not a concern for me whether somebody understands the nuances of whether the whether somebody's watching Colbert believes that he's really who he is portraying himself as, which he's probably not. He's portraying a character that's very much like Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
And so there's that. So there's some different levels that you can sort of watch this on, different sort of levels of experience. The basic level of not knowing who Stephen Colbert is, and presuming that this is an accurate portrayal of life. And then there's the higher level of knowing that Stephen Colbert is actually playing a character. And then is this what Stephen Colbert actually believes? That's what he's saying is coming out of his mouth are his actual opinions, or are they the opinions of the character, or is there some mix of both?
Well, that's my whole point. I mean, how many of the millions of people who watch Colbert, because Daily Show and Colbert were very popular.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the millions of people who watch it actually in the backs of their heads know that it's a fake news show?
I don't know.
Because they talk about news.
Care.
They talk about news from minute 1 to minute 30.
Yeah.
The whole time it's news. How many of the millions of people who watch it actually know that everything I'm watching has a fake spin on it?
Well, I don't know that it has a fake spin. I mean, they're mostly, they're ideologues. They're liberal ideologues, and they're trying to put their message out in a way that is interesting. Well, I'll tell you what you never hear anymore. You never hear Rush Limbaugh say liberals aren't funny anymore. Stewart took that dumb joke and drop-kicked it straight up Rush's butt. Okay? Right? Like, here you go, Jimmy.
I mean, come
bam!
On. That's a ridiculous claim, because Saturday Night Live, you could argue, has been produced by liberals since day number one.
Yeah,
right?
But that's what he said. I didn't make the claim.
Sure.
And remember, he's 99.44% right, just like Ivory Soap.
Is that what he's claiming now?
Yeah, he's claimed that for years.
Oh, I just hadn't heard that one. I'd heard that God tied his hands behind his back or something like that, and he defeated God or whatever it was
that
he said.
What was it? Smarter than the average listener or whatever with half his brain tied.
Hey, let's talk to Zach in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Zach.
Okay, well, a little factoid about Colbert that a lot of people probably don't know. When he would be on a show and he would point to his ear, like, what was that? That's the ear he's deaf in. So that's a fun thing. And what I think is great is that he's basically gotten the highest, most coveted job in comedy. It's an old job. Things have changed. But the Tonight Show, he has credibility. Jay Leno destroyed.
Has he started on that yet? I know that he was supposed to move over there. Has that move happened?
I think it's going to happen. I think it's after the summer, and they're retooling and getting everything lined up. And
okay.
Letterman's going to make his exit, but I think it's a positive thing. The man's 50 years old. He's been around working as a comedian since, if anyone has ever checked out, what's it called, Strangers with Candy, you can see a much younger Stephen Colbert playing the absurd character that he's played on and on for years. And the thing about Rush Limbaugh is that the man is like a literal cyborg from OxyContin addiction and his cochlear implant. And his voice echoed a lot more back before the internet, when everyone just had the radio to listen to. He was on 670 stations, probably still is. But his audience is slowly dying. And
have you seen the Colbert Report that we're talking about with the Robin Hooders?
No, I haven't.
Be interesting to get your perspective on that, Zach. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I didn't know Colbert was 50. 855 450 free. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here, 855-450-FREE, and join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. And we've got, speaking of those features, we've got archives. They go back all the way to the beginning. There's a little bit missing between season 2 and 2006, but you can get a lot of archives absolutely free. I actually just redid the torrents for our season 1 and 2 archives. That's the way you can get seasons 1 and 2. Those
I'm not
the
even
original.
Sure what seasons 1 and 2 are.
Those were the original. Those were the original days of the show back when we were a local show.
So what's season 1?
Season 1 was our days at WSRQ.
Okay.
Which was the first radio station that we were on.
Yeah. And season 2
2 was when we were at WTMY and at the following station, the other WSRQ.
Yeah. Well, it was at the time it was WIBQ.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. So that was season 2. Gotcha.
Right.
There were some internet shows somewhere talking
there.
They're
in there
too. And there's just some lost frame. Episodes that back when the recording equipment didn't work and
there's
like
a handful
that.
Of those.
Yeah, just a handful.
And so if you want to get those original Free Talk Lives to hear what we were like in the golden days of Free Talk Live, I don't know if that's the right term, but it's old. It's old shows, more than 10 years old at this point. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com. And
the pube days.
There are links to the pube days?
Puberty. Going through your phase.
Don't know what you mean by that. I mean, I was 22 when I started the show.
Not you, the show. The show's age.
Okay. There were some things I was going through back then, but that's another story.
There's some things you're going through now, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. You can go and download the torrents. In fact, that reminds me, I was supposed to put magnet links up. I haven't done that yet. But the torrents have been updated with new trackers. And for those of you that know a thing or two about torrents, those are important to keep track of, like, where people are distributing these files from. So, anyway, that's how you can get them. Go to archives.freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We've been talking about the Colbert Report and also the most recent documentary released featuring Free State Project participants, and quite a few of them, actually. It's you know, it was fairly comprehensive in that they went to three different places, talked to a variety of different people. They didn't drill down too deep on any one particular subject, necessarily. Even the silver-making, the silversmithing portion of it was probably the most drilling down that they did, where they got detailed on something, but still, it wasn't like a, it wasn't a political lecture or anything like that, right? It's an entertaining CMT kind of bubblegum pop style movie.
Right. And, question for you. So there were people who were upset about the Colbert Report, including myself, but not as badly as some of the others who came out and had many words.
Oh, there were people on the internet who don't even live in New Hampshire that were writing how the libertarian movement was ruined by the us being on the Colbert Report.
Well, some
ridiculous.
Of those people were actually in this new documentary.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you said they might not have been introduced in the correct light.
They certainly weren't being portrayed as serious.
How do you think they're going to take that, considering how badly they were putting off the Colbert Report show?
Honestly, I really don't know. I mean, I think that there was one comment from somebody online who was, I don't know if they were interviewed for it or not. I don't recall that. I don't think they were, but it's something about, like, being interviewed is like a minefield or whatever, because you got to be careful what you say, right? Because they can use any little clip of the words that come out of your mouth to make you look bad, and they can edit
they
it in a way that makes you look bad. I mean, there's one guy who was it Porkfest? I guess no, they didn't shoot at Porkfest.
No, they didn't.
I'm sorry, I'm confusing it with something else. But. Yeah, I don't know what
yeah, that's another thing to say, that you have a lot of producers who come through here, getting video, getting interviews, collecting data, and then you never hear from them again.
That's right. It was the CNN one. Was it Porkfest? I'm sorry. So CNN did a report from the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and there was like one creative editing portion where they took the guy who was making chili, and he's there every year, Ward. He makes chili at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Ward's been to almost all of them.
And he's talking about how he makes chili for libertarians, and then they intercut this scene of him going, ugh! And it's supposed to sort of, and then they show the food, and so it sort of looks like he's coughing on his food, right?
Oh,
even though he
God.
Wasn't really coughing on the food in the scene in which he was coughing, the way it was edited was like, oh, this guy's not really hygienic, that kind of thing.
Well, you don't have to spend much time, in that circumstance to be, nice.
And of course, if they do get someone who doesn't say anything off, they never get
included. They make it to the cutting room floor.
Right. So
you're not interesting.
You know you had a good conversation, a good argument. If you didn't make it.
And I didn't make it into the Colbert Report, really. I was there. I was shown briefly, very briefly. But the interview, the lengthy interview I conducted with them, they didn't use a bit of it.
Yeah.
So
it was on for almost 3 hours, right?
No.
Colbert Report?
I'm sorry. The
7 minutes.
Yeah, we're getting these all mixed up.
Yeah, that was the CMT thing.
CMT was an hour and a half long documentary that,
I was on the air with us a long time, and they didn't use any of that video.
Oh, they used a little bit of it.
Okay.
Just me talking about changing my name was what they used. So I thought that it was entertaining, right? Like, I was entertained by Colbert. I was entertained by this. I'm not surprised when people will use things to make you look sort of in a negative light, and I'm okay with it. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't, there are threads where people are complaining about this Freedom the Movie documentary and how, they didn't think it was fair or whatever, but so what?
No fair.
You want a fair movie? You make the damn movie. You want it to be fair.
Glad you brought that up. There is a really good version, an hour-long version of the movie. It's 101 Reasons to Move.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire is the name of it.
Good stuff.
You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It actually takes you to the Facebook page at the moment. There's a problem with the website behind the scenes. But if you click the watch video button on the Facebook page, it will take you right to the YouTube version of it. You watch it in HD, and it's fantastic. And that is the perfect movie, right? Like, you know, as far as introducing liberty-oriented people to the idea of the Free State Project, to the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same place.
It's great, and I'd like to point out that you produced it.
I'm one of the co-producers, not the main producer.
Right, well, you...
I contributed somewhat to this.
By the way, I didn't even know that, and I just plugged it. So how do you like that,
Ian? Thanks.
Well,
it's a good movie, and I'm really proud to have been associated with it. I also was the executive producer of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which, again, was a movie created by... It's actually edited by the same person, Bo Davis. So these are movies that are created by Free State Project participants. They're intended to, you know, portray what's going on here in as good of a light as we possibly can. But, you know, you can't say no to media that comes sniffing around, in my opinion. Now, there are some people who their opinion is you should say no to Colbert Report, that you should say no to Freedom the Movie coming and shooting. You know, you should say no to CMT. You should say no to the Today Show. The hell with that. Why would I turn down millions and millions of dollars in free press coverage just because somebody's not going to like it?
Well, the argument is you will actually deter support.
Well, there's no...
That's the argument.
Okay, so we're talking about what you can see and what you can't see, right? The seen and the unseen in this case. We can see the people who come here and say, it was Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. In fact, Derek Jay was...
But that's a really good show.
It is a good show, there's no doubt. But it's also very offensive. There are people who are very offended by
the kind of people
scenes.
I don't want to rub shoulders with.
Okay, but there are people within this movement who say they do want to be with those people and that they think that Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree is a movie that turns off the right kind of people.
No, I mean, the kind of people who I don't want to rub shoulders with are the people who do not like Derek Jay's Victimless Crime.
I agree with you, but you and I live in Keene. Okay, so we appreciate where that movie's coming from. Mm-hmm. There's a certain segment of, let's call them squares, in the Free State Project. They are not happy with, let's say, the scene in Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree where we're talking with we're kind of getting a hard time to one of the crossing guards. And they don't like the scene.
I don't like that one either.
Okay, so right. So that's one of the most offensive scenes we've ever filmed, and it's in that movie. And that movie's full of scenes of a similar kind of mindset and offense. And so there's a certain type of person who's not going to want to come here, right, because when they see that, my God, I don't want to be around those hippies or whatever. And so we are turning some people off. I'll grant you that. But you never know how many people would have or wouldn't have been, you know, turned off or turned on. And the thing is, each kind of media that comes out, whether it's one you produce or one that's totally making fun of you, produced by someone else, it's going to reach the right people. Someone is seeing each of these things and saying, I got to learn more about that. And that's all that matters to me. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you
your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
.855-453 is the toll-free number. You can join us here and bring up anything you want to discuss. Doesn't have to be the travails of publicity, this dangerous world where people will edit what you say and portray you in a way that may not be entirely accurate because it gets a laugh. And you know what? That's just part and parcel of the whole experience. If you're not okay with it, then you probably shouldn't be agreeing to doing interviews, and just keep your activism real quiet, because it looks bad when you want publicity for something, but then you turn it down when it comes knocking on your door. It's just, you know, not a good, I don't think that's a good thing to do.
There's one group in this area, in our community, who have a lot to say, but yep, when anyone wants to come have a conversation with them, no one wants to speak up.
You're talking about the haters? The
local haters. Exactly.
There's one of them who appears in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. And they actually make fun of him a little bit, too. But he doesn't have as much screen time as the libertarian, so he doesn't get made fun of as much as the rest of us.
I stand corrected. There's one of them, at least.
But the haters are loving the freedom, the movie thing. They just thought it was a wonderful portrayal of what was going on. I liked it, too. I thought it was fun. The movie was, you know, it had a nice fun feel to it. The comedian was a good comedian. He had some good lines. It's worth a watch, I think, especially if you like country music television. You'll love the soundtrack, and you know, I'm sure they're playing all the hits in the background there. I didn't recognize a single song, I don't think.
Nope,
but,
not a fan.
You know, it is what it is. So check that out. Go to freekeen.com. You can see that there, and you're welcome to give us your feedback on that. But, Mark, let's change gears since we are talking about movies and television and such. You've got news about the FCC.
Yeah, this is from
everyone's favorite protector.
Oh, yeah, they protect me from nipples.
And bad words.
Mm-hmm.
the Tom Taylor Now newsletter that I get on a regular basis.
The radio industry thing.
It says Radio's Daily Management Newsletter. And I read it all the time, but I thought that this was one that is worth a little piece that's worth talking about here. It says, another Now reader bemoans slow as molasses proceeding of deals at the FCC. Friday's lead story about applications for station transfers sitting at the bottom of desk drawer produces this note from a reader. I have several items at the commission which would have been slam dunks in the past in getting them turned around. I'm told that they're in the stack. But why, with the same number of applications coming in the door and the same number of people working, are these things held up, he says. It's been widely known by some insiders. The FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, has been trying to build the number of people in Washington at his agency. The recent proposal to close FCC field offices, which I think is a good idea, because really all these are doing is running around trying to catch pirate broadcasters.
I've got my notice.
Yep.
From the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
Revised under pressure from Congress. It's a good example where applications and grants are held up on the premise that we don't have enough people.
We need a bigger budget.
It's the old slowdown trick to add bodies. Apparently, this has been done before. I don't know these things. I don't know the tricks, but government bureaucrats sure do. Now they need more people to process the same amount of paperwork that they process with the amount of people that they currently have. They just can't get the stuff done. Well, they can get it done. They're doing an old union trick of a work slowdown.
Yeah, I agree with this slowdown trick. It sounds very plausible.
Yeah, and remember, people, these are your civil servants.
No, they're not.
Those that claim that they serve you.
Ridiculous. All the evidence is to the contrary.
All the evidence is to the contrary, that they believe they're your masters. They'll tell you what you can hear on the radio, when you can hear it, when your license will get transferred,
if
you can broadcast into the public airways, which aren't the public airways, because if they were the public airways, you'd be able to broadcast into them.
Yeah, I just encountered this today. My job during the daytime in the morning is to call talk radio stations and pitch Free Talk Live to them. There's a station in, I think it's Hilo, Hawaii. I don't know if I'm pronouncing Hilo correctly, but that's where it is.
Are we on or
we're not?
We're not currently on, but we have been on it.
Not on this state. Not on this particular.
We've been
state.
On in Hilo though.
We've been on in Hawaii. We've been on in Maui. Hilo. I don't know about Hilo.
Okay.
But anyway, we're not on this particular station. In fact, no one is because the station is off the air. Now they had to apparently take the station off the air because there's some sort of ownership transfer going on, and for some reason it had to be taken. I don't know what the technical reason was. They had to take it off the air, but there's an ownership adjustment going on. And according to the program director I talked to today, the adjustment isn't even selling the station from one owner to another. It's changing the names of the board of directors on an LLC.
Oh, my.
And so they've sent in this change of board form or whatever it is to the FCC in November of 2014. And here we are in July of 2015, and they have not heard anything at all from the FCC. The station is off the air.
Yeah, these are your public servants serving you, Hilo, Hawaii.
They're serving themselves. That's all they're doing is serving themselves with more power and a bigger budget.
In case you don't think that just about every government bureaucrat isn't some petty tyrant, I'd like to get the last line in here.
Sure.
The writer of this that spurned this whole story. This is from
Tom Taylor, right? The
Now
newsletter.
This Now reader says, you can't use my name because I have friends who are working at the agency. Most of them are unhappy with this chairman. Now, does this sound like a free man?
No.
Does he?
They don't sound like his friends.
He sounds like Winston from 1984, and he's writing his memoirs about what's really going on in the departments and before they shoot him.
Well, the radio stations are their own worst enemy, unfortunately. Now, there are people at many stations who don't like the FCC, and they know they're a bunch of lazy, shiftless bureaucrats. I would like to know how many of those people, at the same time, are against pirate radio. Because there are people within the radio industry who are definitely against pirate radio.
It's competition.
That's right. And
right. Nobody likes competition.
And it's competition that didn't jump through the government's hoops. So it's more nimble competition that has not spent nearly as much money to put themselves on the air. It costs probably hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's that whole, if I had to suffer, you need to suffer as well.
It's total slave-on-slave violence, slave-on-slave mentality, and that's what goes on there. But I don't know what percentage that is. I don't know what... It'd be interesting to see see some sort of poll done of the radio industry to see how many people are tolerant of pirates and how many of them are the snitch kind who are going to call the FCC or at the very least get upset when they find out that there's a pirate radio station on in their area.
Prime example, I have, as far as pirate radio goes, is a lot of these people that I've talked to, when they find out who was the snitch, guess who it usually ends up being?
The stations.
The big station in the area. Almost always. It's like, all right, who is my accuser? Oh, it's the big station in
surprise,
the area. Sorry, bro.
Surprise. Yes. And so, regarding the FCC, they are really slow. They've been known for being slow, period, and just before this slowdown. So now it's even worse than it has ever been. I mean, before this supposed newer slowdown, the response that I heard from program directors and general managers I talked to is that it was always the waiting game with the FCC. Mm. They'd always put something, and it would take months and months and months and months for, you know,
now you're waiting longer.
Get back, and now it's going to take longer. Yeah. And, of course, you know, less competition in the marketplace means less interesting choices on the dial. So really, the radio industry sort of strangles
itself.
Yeah, because on one hand, they see the FCC as their great protector, but on the other hand, it's really the FCC that's strangling their creativity by limiting the choices in the marketplace.
Yeah, I want to talk to a radio producer, an owner, like maybe our guy, Dan Mitchell, here in the area. I want to actually, you know, what does he actually think about the FCC? Is it really protecting
him?
Is it really helping him? That's a good reason to wake up early in the morning.
You know, we used to do these call things, like multiple people calling the local talk radio stations, and we haven't done those in a long time, and I always had so much fun with that. We'd load up. There's a Saturday morning show that they do here locally. It's only a local
talk show. I think that's what happened. It was a local Saturday show changed, and it's just not... It's not what it used to be.
I don't know. They'll still take calls on the
yeah,
new
but
show.
It died before it changed. It's two different guys and...
The regular calls died off before it changed. I've been paying attention.
And there was also at least one of us who was monitoring that, so they're always...
And recording it as well.
And recording it, and they would let us know when a particular person would be online.
But it was to the point where there were some episodes of this local show where we would concentrate all the Liberty callers in the last hour, and it would just be wall-to-wall phone calls from Liberty people, drive the host up the wall. She couldn't stand it.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
In fact, we'll be seeing that very same host tomorrow afternoon at a hearing for the Shire Free Church, where Mark will be giving a presentation. I'll be recording that, and we'll put that online over at freekeen.com. Conan, the host of Black Sheep Rising.
Yay!
It is a once-a-month recorded television program, funny show. You guys have a good time with that, and you are, let's see, you record it at the end of the month, correct?
Right. We just put one out last week, blacksheeprising.org.
And you can subscribe to the audio version if you're more of a drive-to-work and listen kind of person.
Absolutely.
And get the bulk of the show. Do you talk about videos when you play them for the audio listeners?
We do. I feel we do a very fair job of portraying a podcast and a video vodcast all in the same, taking both into consideration.
Conan from blacksheeprising.org. It has been Ian and Mark otherwise. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us between now and then online over at freetalklive.com. And, again, if you want to check out that documentary that some are not so happy about, but I thought it was fun, you can go to freekeen.com and look for Freedom, the movie. Just scroll down a little bit. Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.